Let us pray. Dear God, as you know, things have changed drastically since last week. Some, oh God, it has changed for the better, but then others have it has changed for the worse. I pray, oh God, for those whose circumstances have changed for the better, that life can never get so good that they forget about you, and that their experiential realities will never become so favorable until they forget about you. But may they, oh God, love you more and appreciate you more and realize that it's never entitlement, but it is always grace that affords us the things that you do for us and the things that you allow for us to have, to accomplish, to achieve. Lord, I pray that the sin of self-sufficiency will not ease in on those whose situations have changed for the better. But then, oh God, I lift up those whose situations have changed for the worse. They find themselves in more pain, dealing with more disappointment, dealing with more challenges, trying to decipher through even more bad news, more discouragement. I lift them up to you now, Father. And I pray for them that the amount of suffering that they're going through won't cause for them to lose faith or to lose hope or to stop praying to you. But I pray, Heavenly Father, that when the times come when it doesn't feel like you're there, that they'll go into their deepest Christianity and know that you're there. And that they will refuse to give up, that they will not listen to any negativity that emanates from the enemy, which is the devil. Lord, I pray for those who are suffering now. Those, oh God, who are overwhelmed by the ugliness of life. I just lift them up to you now. And I pray that you'd hold them ever so close to you. And I pray, Father, that they know that you're right there. Thank you for this person. And whatever time this prayer catches up to them, oh God, I pray that it will be a source of encouragement to them to know that you are with them right now in this very moment as I'm praying, that you see it, you understand it, you know it, and you're going to work it out in your own time, but that you are doing something in the delay. You are doing something even in the midst of the challenges. I pray, Father, that they will see you better, and that they will see themselves better, then see those around them better. Allow them, O God, and may they get what you're trying to tell them, what you're trying to show them. Help them to know, Father, that it is not to break them, but is to make them. It is not, O God, to devour them, but is to develop them. And help them, O God, to participate with you in the process of the deliverance that you are desiring to manifest in their lives. Oh God, lift up their heads, dry their tears, help them to know that everything is already all right because of the sufficient sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ. Be with them, O God. We curse every kind of sickness. We speak right now to every sickness, and we command every sickness and disease, every bacteria, every fungus, every issue to become subject to the authority of the Word of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, lose your grip and your hold on this person. May your tentacles not take grip and hold on this person. In the name of Jesus, this is not a discussion. This is a declaration. You loose your grip and move on. Whatever sickness you are, in the name of Jesus and in the authority of the Word of God. And whatever demonic activities is circulating in the area around this person because they are blessed of God, we shut down all demonic and satanic activity around this person and their families, their homes, even in their minds, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hope that you have a good day. Go throughout the day knowing that God is with you at every step you take. Be comforted by the fact that wherever you go, God knew that you would be there. And whatever you think, God knew that you would think it. And whatever ground you cover today, God knew that you would cover it. Be comforted by the omniscience and the omnipresence and the omnipotence of God. Be comforted by that. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do it right now. All you have to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you confess it because you believe it, the Bible says you shall be saved. I'd love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you. And before you let this meditative moment ease into oblivion and going to just some cyberspace somewhere, just hanging in the balance, would you be kind enough to think about someone else who may need it and send it to them? Be a blessing to them if this has blessed you. Until next time, this is C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.